Hello, this is Dave Williams, host of Tech Talk here on RNIB Connect Radio. On behalf of myself and everyone connected with Tech Talk, we would like to offer our sincerest condolences on the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. We'd also like to take this opportunity to share with you some information that will hopefully be useful in accessing the Book of Condolences online and the live stream of the Lying in State. And to help us with that, we're joined by Callum Stoneman. Welcome, Callum. You've been taking a little bit of a look at the Royal website. What have you found?
I have, yes. Yeah. So there is a way that you can leave a little message of condolence to the royal family, and you can't actually view the messages that other people have left. I don't know if, or at least not at the time of this recording, so I don't know if that's going to become available at some point, but I guess with this being online, they just need to be a bit careful. But if you go to the official royal family website, which is royal.uk, there is a link there on the homepage to leave a message of condolence, and I imagine that link will be there for some time, so you can easily access that. And it's nice and simple. It's just a little form you fill in. You put in your name, your email address, your location, and then a message. And it does say on the website as well that some of those messages will be passed on to the royal family as well.
Right. So that website address, that's royal.uk. And you've tried that with the screen reader and it's all working fine with JAWS and VoiceOver and all of that.
It's just a nice, simple site. Yeah, and it works very nicely.
Excellent. Okay. And then the other thing to share is this stream as well, which we expect will be available until Monday, the day of the funeral. And this is where you can virtually visit the Lying in State. And this is provided by the BBC.
It is, yes. Yeah. So this is on the BBC homepage. There will be a link to this and on the BBC iPlayer as well. And that can obviously be accessed in the usual ways, just, you know, going to bbc.co.uk, or if you've got the BBC iPlayer app on your smartphone, then you can just open that and it should be on the homepage somewhere. It should, given the event, it should be pretty easy to find.
Callum Stoneman, thanks very much. And from all of us here at the Tech Talk team, until next time, bye for now.